another episode of Below the Dot Podcast, where we recap and discuss a new episode of Degrassi the Next Generation every Throwback Thursday from the Degrassi Black Hole. I am your co-host, Terry McGregor.
And I am your other host, Chris Sharp.
And today we are recapping Season 7, Episode 3, titled Love is a Battlefield. But before we get into that, we'll get into some trivia for Terry.
The way I was worried that I was going to show up and not have any trivia, but I'm happy to say that I have three questions. One, where is Liberty?
Oh my God. What camp? She's at some camp. Debate camp.
Oh, leadership camp.
Leadership camp. Okay, whatever.
What is Paige's boss's name?
Andrea. And of course, you're frozen. You're literally frozen, like giving me the eye. So I.
Okay.
So I was really like, was I right or was I wrong?
What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
Oh, Andrea.
You were right. Yes. See, I was gonna poll our listeners. Like, do y'all think Terry actually watches the episodes?
That's the sad thing is I really will this episode I watched twice because I'll watch it in the background and then I'll watch it to take notes. So sometimes I pick up everything. Sometimes I pick up absolutely nothing.
All right. And honestly, that's relatable. I hate it. Well, I always have to watch it to take notes. But like, you have to be sitting down to watch and focus. You cannot watch it in the background. Somebody decides they're moving at the end of the episode. Where is that person moving to?
She is moving to Ajax.
Yes. Look at you, 66%.
I tried. I remember I remember Ajax because I was like, that is a cleaning product name. So that's weird. Never heard of that place. And then the Andrea one is, that's our dog sitter name, our dog sitter's name. But everyone always gets her name mixed up like Paige did. So I was like, oh, that's funny. So that's actually a thing because she gets so mad when people mess up her name.
Okay. Well, she has a lot of nerve, girl. It's like there's Andrea and then there's Andrea. Those are the same exact spelling, two different names. It's like people who have Alicia and Alicia. Once you tell me that your name is Alicia, of course I'm going to call you Alicia. That's what your name is. But how do I know how it's said before I met you? That's Alicia.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's because it's like my partner's name, it's like there's the white version of it and the like Hispanic pronunciation of it. So like it's like that with the Andrea, because it's like I automatically want to say Andrea, but I know an Andrea. That's why I would think like, oh, I would question if it's Andrea or Andrea.
But can I just say that your partner has the nerve to have like the Spanglish pronunciation of their name? Because I remember when I told somebody and I was like, yeah, this is how it's pronounced, and they were like, no, that's pronounced like an H. And I was like, no, that they definitely don't say it like that.
No, and I do know someone that pronounces it with an H.
Right. So it's like now that it's like they don't pronounce it the non-Spanish way, but it's in the mix. And I know I'm not an idiot for not knowing how to pronounce it. I know, but this is how this person says their name. Anyway, I threw a trigger warning in here for sexual assault, but I'm not going to lie. I watched this episode like 2 weeks ago, so I don't really remember what happens in this episode. So you might be triggered. You might not.
Yeah, I don't think there is. This is probably like it's a come down from last season, last week's episode, which was sexual assault. So maybe your notes still have that in
it. Yeah, like it's not in this episode at all. Like
I do the same thing. I use the template from my old notes. So sometimes the titles and stuff are all wrong.
So just we're kidding. Here. You know. All right. So do you have any tidbits?
I don't have much. We're introduced to some new characters. Like we start to roll some in. What is this guy's name? Griffin. We're introduced to Griffin for the first time. He'll become a character later down the road. Girl,
who the fuck is Griffin?
Right. That's their new roommate.
I talk about it later. Did I talk about it before? Griffin, I think, was from Radio Free Roscoe.
He looks so familiar that I was like, I know, I just don't know him from Degrassi.
I think he was in Radio Free Rascal. Let me look.
So we meet him, and then this is the last time we see Alex, and we'll probably get into it during the episode, but they're so annoying for bringing her into season 7 just to get rid of her.
I believe he is the main character of Radio Free Roscoe. Y'all could call me out on it and tell me that I'm wrong. But I did, I like intermittently watched the show. What an interesting Twitter account this man has.
What is his name? I cannot find it.
He had a podcast before we were giving every man with a horrible opinion a podcast. His government name is Nathan Stevenson. Wasn't the show about a podcast?
I feel like it was.
Let's see. Radio Free Roscoe is a teen comedy drama series. The series was filmed in Toronto. Oh, somebody's here. Say goodnight, Terry. Say goodnight, Mommy.
Goodnight.
All right. Back to Radio Free Roscoe. So it's filmed in Toronto, produced by blah, blah, blah. What is the premise? Four teens in the suburban New Jersey town of Roscoe start attending Henry Roscoe High School. They're fed up with their school's radio station, Cougar Radio, dictating onto the masses. Whoa, can I read? How to live. Plus the rather overbearing Principal Waller, who seems to favor the popular students. So they create their own private radio station called Radio Free Roscoe. Okay, so, I mean, it's a podcast before we had podcasts.
That is so funny. I thought he looked familiar. And, yeah, so we met him. I had to look on the fandom wiki to, like, see what his storyline is. I did not remember any of that, so that'll be interesting this season.
I'm trying to... Yo, because... Yeah.
It just goes there. It's very Degrassi to just randomly go there.
But they really, I feel like, pulled that out of their asses, because there's no amount of, it's never like a minute of like, wow, do you guys notice that Griffin has a lot of prescriptions? Never any of that. It's just like, by the way, Griffin takes a lot of prescriptions. Wonder what they are. But like, no buildup. None. I'm pretty sure you would have noticed this before.
Yeah. It's just, again, grasping for straws with like this college, these college plots.
Yeah, God, can't wait until we get there, because what? And there is a lot of criticism on, well, I mean, what is Reddit except for people complaining?
Yeah, 100%.
I used to follow my gym's subreddit on there, and I had to unfollow because every day they made the same complaints. Hey guys, we haven't done arms in a while. I think we're doing too many arms, too much cardio, not enough cardio. I'm tired of doing high fives between things. Aren't y'all tired of doing high fives too?
Oh my God.
I just feel like we don't have enough time to warm up. I think we warm up for too much time. If you want to stretch on your own time. Like, and I have to just be like, y'all make the same complaints every day. I'm just here for the template. And I guess if you work out at my gym, you probably know which gym I'm referencing. But guess what? They're not paying me for ads, so I'm not going to state their name.
My favorite thing about Reddit is that, though, for stuff, right? Because it's like, I will watch certain YouTubers' videos, and I don't have anyone to, like, talk about it with because nobody's watching these lifestyle YouTubers like I am. And it'll just be people talking shit. And yes, it's not nice. But, like, I'm not going to say it or type it. I'm going to read it and be like, I had the same exact thought. Sometimes it's terrible, so obviously I don't always agree, but sometimes they're really just saying what I've been thinking.
Girl, I like reading. Well, I used to, but I don't do it anymore because they're all racist. That's another problem.
Well, that's the thing, too. Yeah.
You'll be on, like, so I don't know many people who watch Teen Mom. So I'll be on there, and just, you want to see what they're saying about the girls. I don't watch it, but I watch their lives, if that makes any sense, but I refuse to follow them on social media. So the Reddit, Teen Mom Reddit, would be a great place to be. But there'll be, like, literally one of the characters, fat. She's just fat. She's so fat. That's She's crazy. Ugly. She's a horrible, horrendous, ugly whale. And they're like, but it doesn't matter that she has that many baby daddies. She's, you know, just because someone has 7 baby daddies doesn't mean anything's wrong with them. But then, like, let it be one of the other characters, like a brown or black character. And they're like, I can't believe she got 2 baby daddies. What a slut. Absolutely. Ugly, stupid monkey. That's not racist. She looks like a, it's like, it's horrible on Teen Mom Reddit. It's a terrible place to be.
It's where the worst people go for sure.
But I will say that somebody, I did, so clearly my phone was listening to me because they started showing me Mean Girls Reddit. I have nowhere, no business being there. And I will say that people appear to say the same feedback once they got over calling people fat, because Reddit is the worst place ever. So once they got over calling everyone fat, they did say that Renee's raps, basically her vocals were excellent. Like her, like mm-hmm. she was just excellent. Her, and they said whoever played you, I'm sure you know, Damien and Janice carried mm-hmm. the performance. So they said the same things. And yes, but back yeah. to it. There's a lot of criticism on the Grassy Reddit about that storyline with Griffin and Paige and how Paige responded and like the fear mongering behind that. So we will get into it when we get there. I do think that it was very indicative of the times though. So while we mm-hmm. may have evolved and grown, and hopefully those who are at least live in cities and suburbs and have access to public education and therefore science are able to think a little bit more critically on this subject, and that we're not still like Paige, but yeah, right. like that's what we were doing in 2008, mm-hmm. shaming because we were raised poorly.
Then there's that. That's so true.
I guess that was our tidbit. So, and we gave them the girlies more than they needed. That's my team mom. Y'all didn't ask for it, but you got it.
There you go. That's what, again, that's what happens when Degrassi gives us these storylines. So.
All right, so we're going to start off with our plot B. Students are going to have a vote as to whether they should integrate Lakehurst and Degrassi or remain separate. Like, keep their club separate, that is. Emma makes some stupid sarcastic comment about how segregation worked so well for South Africa. So obviously, in Emma's mind, it's not a good option for Degrassi either, because she was being sarcastic. It didn't work well for South Africa. It's just an interesting... One of the things that I love about particularly the United States, I can't speak on Canada, but they probably fall in line at this, is how they always be like, I can't believe they had segregation in South Africa. That was so awful. Bitch. The call yeah. is coming from inside the house. Are we, did you open the book?
No.
That you got from your white free library? I guess it was a black free library. So it's always like, people are always like, South Africa. It was literally your grandma.
Right.
Anyway, that's why that just always annoys me. Like, South Africa is like, now why am I in it? And why are we calling it segregation?
That is crazy. And it's just a lot of other things she could have compared stuff and responded with, but you go off, girl.
We over here talking about Martin Luther King said light can only draw light in the last episode. We talking about apartheid in South Africa. I want to know what we're doing.
They have been throwing these random things in. Yes, I forgot about that.
Okay. Emma thinks that they should do something about the vote. Emma asked a distracted Manny, what's going on with you and Damien? For which we learned that things fizzled out after the Lakehurst feud. Kind of thanks to you, Manny quips. And I thought that was hilarious. Then she also adds, but no, I'm not bitter at all. I hope she's a little bitter. Damien notices Manny staring at him and he smirks at her. She finds him later to ask if they can give it another try. And they take a picture for Anya, a new cast member at Degrassi. Manny and Damien make the front page of the Degrassi grapevine, for which he regards them as the interracial poster child for the children, the Degrassi Lakehurst unity. Damien's like, that's kind of ironic, because separation is my idea. They go back and forth over this disagreement, and Manny walks away, calling Damien a condescending ass, because he like makes a remark about like, if you knew what you were talking about, you don't know anything about politics. She's like, condescending ass? And then she storms away.
Not the high school politics at that, please.
Girl, I don't know anything about high school politics either. Like, what?
Yeah.
I do like that Manny in this instance, she's just like, I'm not taking your shit. The nerve are you to imply that I'm stupid and try to talk down to me, you condescending pieces. I liked it.
Yeah. In comparison to past relationships, I think she would have literally not said anything. So good for her for being so straightforward so early on and just like not taking people's shit.
Right. You're not going to sell me short and tell me that I'm not book smart. I'm only street smart like Craig did her.
Right. Trash.
Damien tries to apologize to Manny, but she is not having it. She tells him that she believes that politics are personal for something or the other, and that if she can't support his politics, then she can't support him. And I just want to say that, yeah, politics are personal. In this case, it's not that deep. It's really not. It's not. But in the cases of civil rights, this isn't a popularity contest. You just vote for who's cute. You vote for who's really shitty and racist. You are terrible. And I wish you had better critical thinking skills. But sometimes you do have critical thinking skills, and that is the decision you make. So,
right.
That is, but anyway, Damien is not upset. And they agree. They set the record for the shortest Degrassi relationship ever. She says, we're just too different, Damien. And Damien jokes that she feels this way because he's black. Manny is like, you people always play the race card. She's smiling and he tells her that her remark is highly offensive. They are very obviously joking if you're a part of the context, but the conversation, but if you take it out of context, such as Holly J's nosy self did. Her and Anya overhear this, so they're just like, I can't believe she would say that. I'm torn because I'm like, if you heard this conversation, I feel like I would side-eye them in the least.
I would side-eye them, but I just feel like their tone, even if you're like listening in, is just like, it's not real. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't a serious conversation.
Right. I'd be like, I mean, if anything, at best, it'd be like, of course he makes that joke with her.
Right.
But, like, I wouldn't think twice. And if I didn't know Manny, I might think it. And I might ask a follow-up question. But the question that they ask her.
Ciao.
Holly J turns to Manny during cheer practice and she says, who's hotter, Manny, Brad Pitt or Kanye?
Please make it make sense.
Okay. I'm going to let you say, yes, let y'all know, I don't have any interest in Brad Pitt. But the answer is Brad Pitt.
Or anyone... Ryan Gosling.
Well, like I mean, Manny right. Said. So that's what she said. She's like, obvious Ryan Gosling. But my question is like, does anyone find Kanye West sexy? This is right. Kanye. And let's, again, let's look at the time.
Yeah.
So this is, was this maybe around George Black doesn't care, George Bush doesn't care about black people? Was that this era?
I mean, I think it had to after be. That.
It may have been after that, but before he made some other terrible views.
Before this, right.
Like when that was the most controversial statement he made, right? So before, yes. So let's aside from everything else that has come out of his mouth, let's just stop it at, cut it at George Bush doesn't care about black people. Pretend that was the most controversial thing he'd said. So you don't know anything else that goes on in his brain. Did people think he was sexy?
I don't believe it. This was aired in 2008. So around that time.
After that.
Right.
Because that was like, what, 2005 when he said that? Yeah, Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah. By 2008, Kanye West was performing 808s and Heartbreaks. So he was in a very different fashion area. I don't know that anyone would have said that he was the sexiest black man alive at that time.
Well, what if she's asking who's hotter, like, which one's a hotter artist? Or, like...
But, like, would you put Brad Pitt in that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because obviously at 808s and Heartaches, I guess Kanye would be hotter in that regard. What was Brad Pitt doing in 2008?
I was just about to say, was he doing a lot of movies at that time? Because I feel like people across the board put... Like, use Brad Pitt as an example of something when it comes to looks and men all the time.
See, I was going to say, what was he doing? Was that Brangelina era? No, that was 2005. So in 2008, he was the curious case of Benjamin Button.
That
Nothing.
is so random.
Nothing. I
That
mean,
is
I don't
so
know. Maybe y'all
random.
were into it.
Right, because it's not even giving like Mr. and Mrs. Smith or like something actually like sexy.
Exactly. So, like, as far as like what they were doing, I would say that Kanye was hot at that time. That was 808s and Heartbreaks or whatever it was called. But like, as far as how they look, does Kanye West have sex appeal?
So confused. I don't even know how they ended up in the same category. Yeah, that came out in 2008. Interesting. And you're frozen. Now you're not frozen.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, let's dial it back. So she asked this question. I and
Oh,
Manny
God.
said, we said earlier, is that a joke? Ryan Gosling, hands down. And the girls look at each other and they're like, yeah, see, I knew it. Manny's a racist. No, they tell Manny that the rumor that they started is that she's a racist. They're like, rumor is you're a racist. And Manny is completely confused and tells them that I cannot believe it. Shantae, the 8-year super senior, asks, so the rumor is true then? Because again, this is the conversation goes. The rumor is you're a racist. Manny says, I can't believe what? Absolutely. And Shantae says, so it's true. What?
Girl.
It's giving, you're really pretty. So you agree. You think you're really pretty. Manny then goes to find Damien because she's got to prove to her cheer buddies that she's not a racist. And she says, you need to tell everyone I'm not racist. She accuses Damien of benefiting from the rumor that she's a racist, and Damien and Manny make an announcement to explain the confusion and suggest that everybody vote towards their future at Degrassi. The results are in, and Degrassi and Lakehurst vote for unity. Manny and Damien decide to remain split up, and Damien jokingly asks if Emma's single. But it's funny because don't they end up dating?
They do.
Also doesn't make any sense because didn't he just say that bitch don't have any friends?
None of it makes sense. You know what, like, is ironic here is the fact that on the Degrassi like wiki page, they said that this is the first time. What's her name? Shantae. It's the first time that she's up here without Darcy, and it's just funny that the first time they have her by herself, they literally just have her accusing someone of being racist, which is like, come on, Degrassi, what made you go with that? Like, what made you use a storyline where there's actually a black actor in it and then instantly it's racism? Like, it couldn't be anything else. It's
Nothing,
just, it's
nothing.
racism.
I want y'all to leave us alone.
It's so stupid and like, in a, like, okay, so they overhear a conversation. Why did y'all do all that? Why did we have this storyline? I almost forgot what the outcome of the whole vote thing was. Like, I had to realize that the second time because I was so caught up on the fact that I didn't know why I was watching Manny and Damien break up and then Manny become a racist in a matter of two like minutes.
I just don't understand how he was benefiting from her
Right.
saying that. I also didn't get that. I had a lot of questions. Because she was like, I see that you're benefiting from people thinking I'm racist. So, like, they want to be segregated because she's a racist?
Right.
I mean, if anything, I would have voted for separation because y'all came up with that stupid ass rumor.
Which one?
I don't. The rumor that she's a racist. I don't want to be on the same
Oh,
team as you, idiot.
yeah.
Like,
Actually, I do
what am
want
I doing here?
separation.
Are we
Why
having,
am I in it?
Okay, but yeah. So, was there more to that storyline? No, there wasn't.
No.
And now, a word from our sponsors. If you bop your head to Degrassi jams the way you do, then you'll no doubt love checking out a new EP coming out this Valentine's Day by Abstract Sam. That's Abstractsamm. That's two M's on the end of that name. The EP will include three new songs about breakups, heartbreaks, and a poem about crushing on someone new. As you know, we're always here for petty slander about exes, and I feel like you guys really enjoy the EP as much as we did. 2 weeks later, we're still singing along to it, so you guys should check it out. Go ahead, make sure that you follow Abstract Sam, A-B-S-T-R-A-C-T, S-A-M-M, why did I forget that I was spelling it in the middle of it, on TikTok and Instagram in preparation for their EP dropping this Valentine's Day. Can't wait to hear the whole thing. And we're back for our plot A. Paige wakes Alex up by using her blow dryer. She encourages that Alex relax for a little bit because, Alex, you've had a rough couple of weeks. Emily is still with Chad, and Paige says that Alex can stay with her until she gets back on her 2 feet. But Marco wants to know, when the hell that, what does that window look like? When are you going? Because he's tired of Alex's presence because she hogs the TV and she needs to get her ass a job. Do you think Marco is right?
Yeah, I was just about to say, don't be having like unwanted guests up in the like your apartment where everyone pays rent and they're not like, especially if it's for 2 weeks that it sounds like, right? Absolutely not. They should have been had this discussion. Like, there's no let's discuss later. It's we should have had this discussion when they stayed past two nights.
It's yeah, I'm sorry. Like, and then you're trying to pretend that she's not sleeping in your room.
Right. I was about to say, this isn't college, but this actually is college for them. But it's not like a dorm room situation. It's a you're in an apartment paying rent situation.
And I think it comes up later when they're seeking new roommates. Alex did not understand. She was not reading the room at any stretch of the imagination. And she was like salty about it.
Yeah, like offended as if they were wrong.
Right. Like, here I'm going to vote on the roommate. How? You don't live here and you don't pay rent and you don't have.
You're not supposed to be here.
Now, why are you in it?
Right.
All right. So Alex might be able to crash rent free, but I do think she needs to get a job or take a class. I do like that Paige is able to recognize that she and Marco are privileged enough not to know what it's like to not have to have toxic parents. Which she does, like, bring to his attention. Like, nobody kicked you out when you were gay, Marco. Not, like, they should have. But, like, your parents still love you. And they still take care of you. In spite of the fact that your dad didn't want to accept that. And that was really hard for you. Wasn't it? Right. Now, imagine if he got a new girlfriend and he picked them over you.
Yeah. And, like, down to, like, taking money from you. Like, from their children to get or take care of this partner that's not worth anything. Like, that's just a whole different type of betrayal that Alex is dealing with, that Paige is being really sensitive about.
She's right to be sensitive, but also I need Alex to get her shit together. I think one of the problems I have with giving and this is that there are so many people who will take and not really have the wherewithal to kind of say, I don't want to take advantage of this person. If you give, people will take. And that's why it's really important for people to have very good boundaries and clear expectations about what those look like so that somebody can't. So I also don't blame somebody for taking if somebody's giving it to you. Mm-hmm. So I think it requires some awareness of the fact that you don't want to take advantage of someone, but also people need to set better boundaries. Like, my dad is always complaining to me. He'll like throw things at people. Do you want this? Do you want this? Do you want to stay here? And then he'll get mad at people for being like, yes, actually, I would love that. Mm-hmm. Since you're offering it for free. Well, if you offer it, people are going to take it.
Yeah. And then you're going to get that one person that's going to keep taking.
Yes. I'm always like, nobody's paying me for these ads. However, my favorite book that I always recommend to everybody, I'm just like, this is a boundaries issue. And I randomly came across it in my spouse's aunt's house one day, and she was like, you should read it. And then I read it and I got hooked, and they have like a bunch. She has another book. Set boundaries and find peace, a guide to reclaiming yourself. If you have shitty boundaries, you should read that book. And the reason why I'm making this recommendation, even though Old Homegirl did not pay me for this ad, is because I'm tired of dealing with bitches with bad boundaries. So dear God, please read this book that I'm giving a free ad for.
I might have to read that book, low-key.
Paige needed that book, and I think we all do. Go do multiple reads. Read it, my friends. But anyway. So I guess they need a new roommate, as we discussed earlier. I was trying to figure out what happened to Kiko and Suki.
Right.
They interview a guy named Griffin, and as I said earlier, he was in Radio Free Roscoe. Alex is hilarious because I want to know why she thought she got a vote on the new roommate.
Girl, go back to the room. You're not even supposed to be here.
And then when Paige calls her on it, things get awkward. She's like, hon, you kind of got to pay rent to vote. Paige is about to have a meltdown when she realizes that she didn't renew her license because she has to start her new job with Andrea, but she didn't renew her license and she has to be able to drive for the job. It is going to take 72 hours in order to have it renewed, but lucky Paige, Alex has a license and Alex proposes that I'm going to help you, Paige, by driving you around. Things go well the first day, but judging by the look that Alex gives to Paige when Paige says, if I'm not out of the office, you can just wait for me. I don't think it's going to go well for long. It wouldn't be Degrassi if it did.
That'd be too easy.
So, it's crazy to me for a couple of reasons. One, Terry, do you know what the fuck else was Alex going to be doing that day?
Absolutely nothing. As she's staying in Paige's room while Paige is at work.
You were me sitting at home hogging the TV. Two, Paige was incredibly grateful towards Alex. And the first thing she said to Marco was that Alex saved her, this beautiful human. And three, do you remember that moment about 2 minutes ago when I said Alex asked to help? She volunteered.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's literally because Alex wasn't, for whatever reason, which doesn't make sense because she volunteered, but she wasn't getting what she wanted out of it. Which, it makes no sense because that's a different conversation for a different day, girlfriend. Like, if you're actually going to help your partner, you're just going to help your partner. Like, you don't need anything in return. She just wants to spend time with her. She's going to work. That's what you should also be doing. But we're being nice about this right now because we know that you are recovering.
Like, it's crazy because, like, in my mind, she's going to work and she needs someone to drive her around. The least you could do is drive her around. But I'm not, Paige isn't even saying that to you. She's not saying what I'm saying, that you need to get your ass up off the couch.
Right.
Around. But you did volunteer. You could have been quiet, but you said, I'm going to do this for you. And then when she says, hey, girl, come pick me up at this time, but if I'm not ready, can you just wait? Just wait. I'll be out. What else were you going to be doing, Alex?
Exactly.
Anyway.
No other plans.
As predicted, we next see Alex smoking weed with Jay in Paige's bedroom instead of going to pick Paige up as she agreed. I would absolutely fight this bitch.
Yeah. Because it's so petty. It's just like, why are you doing this?
Smoking weed in my bed? I'll fight you.
That's crazy.
We learn that Mel and Jay broke up. Obviously, Alex is too high to drive, and she realizes that Paige is going to be pissed. So Alex opens up the dress bag while smoking weed in her room.
That's the other thing. Why are you smoking in her room with all this designer clothes? These designer clothes.
Paige is going to be pissed. And Alex opens up the dress bag. She decides to put on the very expensive dress. That Paige is like, this is so expensive. It's more expensive than like anything. It's so important to me. It's for work. It's for work. Emphasis on it's for work.
My job. You don't have.
Because, like, if I thought I was going to fight her before, I'm definitely clocking her now. So Paige walks in and Alex is like, reveal! I didn't pick you up from work today and I'm wearing one of your work dresses. She is mortified to see Alex in the very expensive dress from work. And Paige demands, you bet, take the dress off now. Later, Alex tries to apologize to Paige, and Paige is like, absolutely not. How did you not know that this job was so important to me? This is the first time I've been excited about something since I bombed out of Banting. And Alex tells Paige, Paige, I need you. And Paige asks Alex a valid question. What about when I need you, girl? But I wonder, where were you? When, I'm sorry, isn't that one Maroon 5 song?
I was just trying to finish the the lyrics in my head. Now, I don't know
Okay,
if it's a Maroon 5, is it? Oh my goodness.
God, I think it is. But I wonder, where were you when I was at my worst, down on my knees? And I
I
wanted
was
to
thinking
let
of a
you guys
different
know
song.
that this song is relevant because Janelle recently posted a TikTok on her account, singing the song about her mother, I presume. And
I think I saw this.
it's just like a question of, you wonder where your mother was when you were at your worst. She was taking custody of your son.
Child, she is so stupid.
I think I just sent it to you. I'm not sure if I did. I sent two snaps to my friends earlier, or two TikToks to my friends earlier. But anyway, so that's why that song was in my head. So Alex insists that she's going to prove to Paige that she will be there for her. So Paige makes a mistake and she gives Alex another job to prove herself. Andrea is going through setup for the event and she wonders aloud why none of her VIPs have thanked her for the edible reminders. That was the task given to Alex, by the way. Paige is fumbling and frazzled due to the mix-up with the edible reminders that Alex was in charge of, in case you forgot, and Andrea is not happy. She's like, girl, how are you already outsourcing work? You just started here 2 days ago. Paige has to call everyone from the guest list and confirm their attendance at the event. And in the middle of Paige having a conference with Andrea, Alex shows up looking dingy as possible to interrupt the conversation. Once again, Alex does not effectively read the room. And I just want to know, what did that extra year at Degrassi do for her, if not make her more emotionally intelligent?
I mean, I just don't understand. Again, that was another task that Alex said she was going to do to make it up to Paige. So,
Like, you
and she
volunteered. You said,
volunteered.
you
Right.
as tribute, and you did nothing. Go, girl, give us nothing.
As hell, yeah.
So. And the maid, so she walks up, she's super dingy. She tells Paige that she wasn't able to get the edible reminders to everyone. Alex tells Paige that she didn't send the reminders after she saw the invoice because $3,000 for chocolate is insane. And the thing is that Alex isn't wrong, but this wasn't the time to make that point. This is Paige's job.
I don't get it.
She
Like, I
expressed
don't
to you that this is important to her.
understand. Right. I don't understand why you have, like, there was no way that Paige was paying for that, right? Like,
Right, it's just like our conversation about excessive consumerism and all of that stuff. Like, yeah, there's room for that, but this is her job. And unfortunately, we have to do crappy jobs with horrible things like that to get places where we want to go because that's how the system works. I didn't
yeah.
ask for this. Like, it's better than sitting around on your couch doing absolutely nothing but smoking weed.
Right, and not getting paid to do so. Just like, and
Getting.
again, do not volunteer to do it if you don't want to
Yeah, high, high, high. You're high. You're high. I'm sorry.
That is actually hilarious. But literally
So,
though, girl, get a grip. I don't understand why she has all these what is it called? Not it's not morals, but just like all these strong opinions. What?
did you ever see my parodies of
Yes,
that?
I think about that all the time. I don't think I've ever talked about this on this podcast, but I used to watch whatever YouTube videos you had back in the day that my sister would send me.
Can't believe, my Barbara interpretation was my favorite thing ever.
It was that and the
Okay,
wigs, like.
the wigs, you're coming in with hickeys all over your neck.
That is so funny. Like, truly before TikTok's time. Like, think about how viral that would be if you did that now.
Oh my God, I had so much fun making those videos. All right, anyway, Alex tells Paige that this is just a stupid temp gig, and Paige is acting like a diva, for which Paige asks, who is Alex to judge for what's best for her? Which I found to be rich, because when Alex told you that she couldn't work as a stripper, when, whatever, anyway, you opened yourself up to her criticism, in my opinion. Or, okay, so when you told Alex that you didn't appreciate her stripping career, you opened yourself up to Alex telling you that she doesn't like your job. So it's like, had you just kept your mouth shut about Alex being a stripper, then Alex wouldn't be able to talk about you working for the man. That's what it was.
Yeah, because at this point, that makes me realize, and it made me feel like they're just trying to get equal with each other and trying to be like, well, you said you ain't like my job, so now I don't like your job. So now I get to have morals about what you're doing because you had it about mine. But realistically, yeah. Alex ended up leaving because she was about to fight that man. So she could have kept working, honestly.
It had nothing to do with Paige. It was everything to do with the fact that you don't like not... whatever. And honestly, it makes sense. That man was gross. I'm not blaming you for that. But you quit because of that man, not because of Paige. Anyway, as y'all know, I love to troll the forums, and therefore on Reddit, my vote would be everybody sucks here, because I think Paige sucks and Alex sucks in this argument. Yeah. But I will say that in this, like, if you consider the bigger picture, they both suck. But if you consider this argument, Alex sucks. If that makes sense.
For sure. And showing up at Alex's job is very different from showing up at Paige's job in this moment, because this is Paige's first week, and it's also like, again, you're not reading the room, you're walking on the runway. Like, what are you doing? Like, why are you showing up here in front of her boss being crazy? Like, obviously Paige wasn't supposed to have anyone do the job for her. You didn't even do the damn job, and then you show up and admit the fact that you were the one that was supposed to do it.
Oh my god. Anyway, another part that was confusing for me about this argument was, how does Alex not know that Paige cares about these things? Like, what if any of this conversation, this job, is surprising to Alex? Alex tells Paige that she has principles about what jobs she will and won't work. And ma'am, do you? Paige tells Alex that she was better off as a stripper because that girl was at least working for something. And Alex has the nerve to grab Paige like she's crazy and tell Paige. And Paige tells Alex, I am done.
That is wild.
Girl, Paige spent all of her money on taxis, but she does still have her job. Alex returns to the rooming house to see that Paige has packed all of Alex's things into a bag. Alex has the nerve to be shocked, though. She tells Paige that she's going to stay with her mom's cousin in Ajax, and I don't understand why they brought Alex back for this season just to ruin her like this. But they are officially done.
That's all we wrote for Alex.
I don't even know what my moral is. Mind the business that pays you.
Yeah, there's that. I think mine would be break up with them. So silly.
My favorite part about us in this podcast is that we always get off track and say, oh, this episode, and then we talk for 44 minutes. Any other questions, comments before I do my next one, Degrassi?
No, I think we've literally said all we needed to say.
Next on Degrassi, Ashley decides to practice music again after she does not receive credit for a song that she wrote on Craig's album. That was so shady. But she finds herself outshone by Jimmy. Damn, girl. I mean, meanwhile, Mia has problems with her locker buddy and mean girl Holly J when they both vie for Sav's affection. Mia is so embarrassing when it comes to Sav. Like, I just want to cringe every time I see it. That wraps this week's episode of Below the Dot Podcast. If you enjoyed your listen, please tell a friend to tell a friend to read. That's the book about setting boundaries, because I'm sick of you bitches with bad boundaries. And also to listen to this podcast. And also to check out that EP that's dropping on the 14th of February. To hold you over between episodes, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok under some derivative of the username Below the Dot. Feel free to reach out with any questions, comments, or concerns on either of our social media accounts, can I read? Or email us at whateverittakes385@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back on the airwaves this time next week. Whatever it takes.